Shalom Chaverim, that's Hebrew for hello, friends, and Shabbat Shalom, that's Hebrew for Sabbath peace. This is Ethel Chadwick. Welcome to Bagels and Blessings. Well, I have a special treat for you today. You're going to listen to a pre-recorded interview I did with Ibarz Uchkun and Christian Montoya. Together, they make up Echad Records, and you're going to learn how to get your music published. So stay with me. I'll be right back. Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat, 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 Shalom. Am Yisrael, Am Yisrael, Am Yisrael, Chai. 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 Od Avinu Chai, Od Avinu Chai, Od Avinu, Od Avinu, Od Avinu Chai. That's the terrific voice of Jonathan Sattel from the Sattel Gallery. And next up, we've got Joel Chernoff from the CD Come Dance With Me. This is Baruch Adonai. Bagels and Blessings is sponsored by Congregation Shemaya Soriel. We're located at 1326 North Winton Road. Our services are every Saturday morning at 10 o'clock a.m. The Fig Tree Bookstore is closed while we're having renovations, but you can still go to the figtreebookstore.com. That's figtreebookstore.com and order all your wonderful tapes and CDs and prayer shawls and shofars. Israel Adonai. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Again, that was Joel Chernoff from his CD, Come Dance With Me. Bagels and Blessings is so happy to be on the air. That's right. I am thrilled that you are listening to the program today. And stay tuned because I have a wonderful interview with Ibars and Christian. They're from Echad Records. And somebody is going to win a coupon for bagels. And also, if you're listening to this program in the Buffalo area, please visit Congregation Berth Hadashah. They're at 50 Alberta Drive in Amherst. Their services are every Saturday at 10:30 a.m. Here's Sue Samuel. Oh, yes, Lord, I hear your song. Fill me up, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Thanks to everybody who's helping to keep Bagels and Blessings on the air. I want to thank Pharaoh's Harem Salon and Spa. They're a family-owned business, and they're one of my sponsors who is so faithful. Please go there to get a new hairdo, a facial, a manicure, a pedicure, or a massage. They have two wonderful locations. One of them is on West Henrietta Road, just down the street from Marketplace Mall at 359-2249, or in Fairport and Packets Landing on the Canal. Call them there at 223-5850. And here's Joshua Aaron from his new CD, You Were Holy. This is Gadol Adonai. How great is our God!
Gadol Elohai, Shilki Gadol Elohai, Kol Echad Yireh Ki Gadol.
Bagels and Blessings is also sponsored by Excellent Air Heating and Cooling. Please give them a call today at 889-7840. God is so great. There was a cold night in December when our furnace went out and we called Excellent Air and they came within 1 hour and their prices were fantastic. 889-7840, Excellent Air Heating and Cooling. Call them. That's Joshua Aaron. I encourage you to get a hold of that CD. It's called You Are Holy. That is truly an anointed CD. Praise you, Lord. How great is our God. This is Ethel Chadwick. You're listening to Bagels and Blessings, and I am so thrilled that you're listening to the program. I'm here because back in 1976, I said yes to Yeshua. I'm a nice Jewish girl from Richmond, Virginia, and I found out that it's a very Jewish thing to believe in a Jewish Messiah, and my life has been changed forever. Hallelujah. And I thank you, everyone who's helping to keep Bagels and Blessings on the air. Right now, it's time to hear from another sponsor. This is Odell Chiropractic.
Your back is a delicate matter. Everyday things can affect it.
This is the last time I'm picking your toys up off the floor. Oh, oh, oh boy, it just went out.
Major injuries can leave you in bed for days.
Look out!
It's called vertebral subluxation. It's what happens when your back is thrown out of its correct alignment. It causes major pains and in time may damage internal functions. That's why the first time you visit Odell Family Chiropractic, they will determine if x-rays of your spine are needed to pinpoint the exact problem. If they find that they can help you, they'll develop a care plan to allow the spine to achieve the correct position and strengthen it so that it will want to stay strong. They'll prove it to you. During your care with them, they'll show you x-rays of the progression your spine is making while moving into its correct alignment. Visit any of the four Odell Family Chiropractic locations today to receive a free preventative health evaluation. Call 671-9210. That's 671-9210. Say goodbye to back pain permanently.
How would you like to be encouraged? There are so many fantastic scriptures in the Bible. Well, if you open up to Isaiah 61, there are such an abundance of good stuff there. I mean, putting on garments of praise, beauty for ashes, joy for mourning. And get this, it says in Isaiah 61 that this is the year of the Lord's favor. Well, that is pretty exciting. Here's Deborah Kleine-Anturno from her CD Walk on Water. This is the year. Yes, my friends, this is the year of the Lord's favor. May his favor shine on you today. Hallelujah. And now here's Jill Chernoff with how you can be a blessing to Israel.
Shalom, Joel Chernoff here for the Restoration of Israel Minute. Did you know that God promised in Genesis 22:18 that through Israel, all of the nations would be blessed? Did you know you have God to thank for the chore of spring cleaning? That's right. In Exodus 12:15, God ordered Israel to remove every speck of leaven from their homes before Passover. After thousands of years, preparation for Passover still begins with cleaning. Every spring, preparations for Passover include a thorough cleaning, including sweeping out the tiniest of crumbs. Spring cleaning a blessing? Who knew? This is Joel Chernoff for the Restoration of Israel Minute. Shalom.
Today, over 40% of Israelis live in poverty. We have an opportunity to return the blessing God has given us through Israel by becoming a part of God's prophesied restoration of Israel. To learn more, go to roiminute.com. That's roiminute.com.
Bagels and Blessings is a ministry of Shema Yisrael Messianic Congregation. Your tax-deductible contributions will help keep this program on the air. Make checks out to Shema Yisrael. That's S-H-E-M-A-Y-I-S-R-A-E-L. And please put Bagels and Blessings on the memo portion of your check. Send your contributions to Bagels and Blessings, Post Office Box 192, Scottsville, New York, 14546-0192. And come and experience Messianic worship in person Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. Shema Yisrael is located at 1326 North Winton Road, about a half mile south of Empire Boulevard.
Come on, baby, I need bagels.
Gimme bagels tonight.
Okay, guys, I want to hear those phones ringing off the hook. Don't you be shy. Come on now, it's just little old me. If you haven't won anything in the last 30 days, be the first person to call 222-2990 and answer this simple question. Where did Yeshua grow up? Just name the city or the town where he grew up. Where did Yeshua grow up? 222-2990. I want thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of callers, okay? Shalom and welcome to Bagels and Blessings. Are you there, guys?
Yes, we're here.
All right. I have Christian Montoya and Ibarz Uchun, right?
Uchun.
All righty. And you guys have formed a record label called Echad Records.
Yes.
Great. Well, a lot of people may not know all about Echad Records, but before we even go into that, let's talk a little bit about you guys. Ibarz, I'll start with you. What's your background? How did you get involved with the Messianic movement?
I was a Muslim. I was raised Muslim, and I kind of gave up on Islam as a teenager and started looking for answers in my early 20s, and somebody took me to a Messianic synagogue in New Jersey, and power of God fell on me, and I became a believer right there on the spot.
And how did your family feel about that?
They did not like it.
And have they gotten used to it?
Things have gotten better. Just focus on relationships and not so much differences, you know?
Mm-hmm. Good, good. And Christian, what about your background?
Yeah, I was raised in a non-believing home, but at the age of 12, my mom and I got saved in a Pentecostal church. And then when I was 16, she looked up my genealogy and found out that my last name is apparently a Sephardic Jewish name from Jews that fled the Inquisition and ended up in Colombia. And, I started seeking out, a more Jewish sort of lifestyle, I'll say. And, now I'm a member of a Messianic Jewish congregation in New Jersey.
Great. And which congregation would that be?
That's Zion.
And that's Jan Rosenberg, correct?
Yes.
Wonderful, wonderful. And are both of you musicians?
I'm the worship leader at Faith Messiah in Seattle.
That's Ibars.
Yeah.
And you play percussion, don't you?
I play percussion, guitar, bass, and I sing background vocal.
Great. And what about you, Christian?
I'm an electronic musician, and that's actually how I got into doing music and how I got into doing record labels. I've released some of my music for free in the past, and I wanted to bring this model, essentially make it work with Messianic music and help other artists with what I've learned about promoting music online.
When did you guys first decide to collaborate and join forces?
It was at the beginning of this year. I visited back in February, and I had just gone to the leadership summit. It was a YMJA summit for young Messianic, potential leaders. And while I was there, God put it on my heart to do something that would help, the music movement, help musicians within the Messianic movement. And I knew there were all these Messianic musicians that, were really talented and had great songs. But they all had a hard time promoting themselves and essentially had a hard time building an audience. And I was seeing a gap where younger Messianic musicians didn't really know where to go with their music. I visited Ibars here in Seattle, and we talked about it for a while. And when I got back to New Jersey, we just started setting it up, and we got some other people involved. And, now we're up and running. It's totally volunteer run, and, we managed to put out our first compilation back in June.
And how did you guys come up with the name Echad Records?
It's just one of those things that I think was divinely inspired. I really liked the name Echad. I like the idea of unity and oneness and Messiah, and I just think, on the one hand, it definitely, underscores one of our core doctrinal positions, one of our statements of faith that God is one and God is Echad, which is that plural unity. But it also hints at the idea that, even with all these different musicians from around the world making music in different styles and telling their own stories and testimonies, they have a oneness in Messiah that, essentially all of these songs glorify Yeshua equally. Right.
And what about the criteria? How do you select those people who are going to be on your record label?
Well, what we do is we reach out to Messianic artists directly. We'll get in touch with them through Facebook or email, or we'll talk to them in person. And there's only really a few requirements. If the person is a Messianic believer and they have the rights to one of their songs, so it has to be a song that they wrote. We can't do covers or anything like that because we wouldn't have the rights to distribute it. Then it's just a matter of if they can send us a recording and, the quality is good, and we all agree to include the song, then that's all it takes, as long as they're willing to sign an agreement with us and give us permission to share the song on their behalf. It's just a matter of, is the song doctrinally sound? Is it something positive? Is this an artist that's willing to, essentially promote themselves and hopefully, do more music as they build up an audience? That's really all there is to it.
How do you handle awkward moments? And let me explain what I mean.
since I've been hosting Bagels and Blessings for all these years, there have been occasional times where I have had someone send me a CD of their music, and they have good words, and the thought behind it is really good, but there have been times where I didn't feel that their ability or their musical style was really up to par, and I don't know if you've ever encountered anything like that, but how have you handled those types of situations?
Yeah, I mean, the only way we can is to be honest and to be straightforward. You know, this is something that we're doing as a labor of love, and I think people understand that, you know, we're not necessarily going to select everyone who sends us music. So, you know, we've had to reject a few here and there for various reasons, and we're usually just straightforward and we say, you know, sorry, we weren't able to include you on this compilation. If there's feedback or something that we can give as reasons why, you know, things that they could do differently to get on the next compilation, like, you know, a better recording setup, or, you know, maybe we didn't like the song that they gave us, but, you know, we want to leave them the option to submit another song down the line, you know, we'll discuss that with them. But so far, we really haven't had too much trouble, because I think people understand that, you know, we're not making any promises to begin with, there's no guarantee, and, you know, we're reserving the right to accept or reject any song that people send us.
Sure. How would you say that you guys are different from other record labels? Obviously, there are lots of record labels out there, and it almost seems to me like anybody that wants to make a CD can just make a CD. So how are you guys different?
Well, one of the things is that we're non-exclusive. So even if someone has released a song in the past on a CD, or they've released it with a certain record label, you know, as long as that record label is fine with it, they can send us a song, and we're not, if they give us a song, that doesn't prevent them from using it themselves. So we're not exclusive, and we're the only ones that do essentially entirely free, like all the downloads are free. We don't make any money from it. So we don't do contracts with the artists. They're not beholden to us by submitting a song to us. We just get the rights to distribute that one song. And what we do is then we promote the artist, you know, as part of the compilation. And we have, you know, a Facebook presence, a Twitter presence, you know, we have our blog, and we have a mailing list, and we just, you know, try to reach as many people as we can and tell them about, you know, these compilations and encourage them to check out the individual artists. But we're the only ones who are doing essentially free distribution online. So our focus is not printing CDs or anything, you know, physical. Our focus is to put the music online so that, you know, even people who are in remote parts of the country or in other parts of the world who, you know, may never get to see these artists in person or maybe can't even afford to buy a CD, you know, they can download these songs and just be blessed by the music regardless.
You can't discount the fact of how important that is. I mean, a lot of what the music industry is based around is about making at least your money back on your CD. And it limits your, you know, your audience. It limits the number of people you'll perform for. And, you know, money complicates things. So I think what we're trying to get across to people is that, I mean, it's on our blog. It's an idea that they're tithing their music, that they're creating something. And, you know, if you look in the Complete Jewish Bible, the translation in Deuteronomy 6, where it says, you shall love the Lord your God with all of your heart, with all of your soul, and all of your strength, piggybacking after the Shema, the word used there is resources in the translation. And that struck me pretty powerfully in that we are given something as musicians by God. And to hold back on it, you know, even if you don't make money on it, it's kind of, I mean, limiting what God wanted to do with that gift that he gave you. So what we're getting across is that we are actually kind of a storehouse that people can bring their tithe of music into, and it will go directly to the person, you know, who God intended it, you know, to consume.
I like that. I like that.
Yeah. And it's important to keep that in mind as an it out on others is, I mean, it's, I'm not going to go as far as calling it a sin, but I will say that there's a certain level of artists having a blind spot to what they've been given. And, you know, that's why we're here. I really feel like what we are called to do is to give people a vehicle to be able to turn around and give that tenth of their music or that, you know, tenth of their gift or whatever out to people who are hungry for it.
Yes, excellent. Well, that brings me to a point where I'd like to ask how people can reach you. If there's a budding artist, musician, singer, whatever, who's listening to the program when I air this and they'd like to have their music be distributed, have their music be heard, what is the best way to contact you?
Yes, well, they can go to our website, fchadrecords.com, that's E-C-H-A-D records.com,
mm-hmm.
Or they can email us at fchadrecords@gmail.com. Our website has all the information about the submission process. So when they go there, you know, it has information on how to get a song to us, you know, where to find the distribution agreement that they can sign and just send it to us, and that'll take care of the legal side of things. You know, and like I said, we're on Facebook and Twitter. You know, they can just send us a message through there. You know, we check our inbox and our social inboxes every day, you know, and we're always happy to receive new artists and work with them.
Great.
And the truth be told, we're hungry for it.
Aww.
I mean, the music, the Messianic movement needs young and established musicians to, you know, kind of change their focus and gear up on, you know, reaching people and ministering. I think for so long we've copied, you know, probably what the music industry model. And, you know, we need fresh blood. And a fresh approach.
Sure. Now, you both mentioned that your process is to be online. If people want to purchase the songs, they can therefore make their own CDs, correct?
Yeah, so the idea is, you know, all the songs from Eschad Records are free. But for each of the artists that we feature, when we feature them on our site, we point people to the individual artists, you know, online stores, to their releases on iTunes. So the idea is, you know, here's these artists, they have one song on our compilation for free, and here's where you can go to buy more of their music. So, you know, we believe that as these artists, you know, give away one of their songs for free and reach a wider audience through free music, they'll eventually get more customers. You know, more people will find out about their music, and if they like it, then they'll go and buy, you know, more of their music. They'll go and buy the album, you know, directly through the artist.
And by the way, you know, that is a model being pursued by a lot of big name secular bands. Radiohead gave an entire album away, and I think they got several million downloads from it. That's just one example, but it's a model that works.
I think that's really a win-win, guys. I think that you're giving a lot of people a chance to have their music exposed, and you guys are blessing a lot of people, and God is being glorified in the whole process, and I really like what you guys are doing.
I mean, I just want to throw one other thing out there. You know, the artists that we featured on our first compilation were... A lot of them were established artists, and we were very grateful for what they did. You know, we had Downpour, we had Misha Getz, we had Hashir out of Georgia. Rebecca Rudolph, a lot of people that I had relationships for a long time, being a worship leader in first New Jersey and now here in Seattle. But the people that were... I mean, I knew what they were capable of. They were a known quantity. But the other submissions we got were also stellar. I mean, some of them were haunting, actually. I just couldn't get them out of my head. I kept listening to them over and over again. So, you know, we're trying to drive traffic not just to the artist, but to the big picture of them being messianic and them being able to... be more than say, like, okay, Messianic music minor chords. You know, my new definition of messianic music is music made by messianics.
Yes.
It's completely, you know, we're starting to experience a changeover in generation. The younger generation is coming up. They have fresh ideas. They have, you know, music that they've listened to their whole lives that they're being inspired by, you know. And whether it be Joel Turnoff or Radiohead, I mean, I think that you're going to find a place in the middle for this next generation where they're going to express their faith with power and, you know, in a, I guess you'd call it a relative way, you know, a relevant way.
And God is really using you to be a connector, and that's a good thing.
Yeah, I mean, one of the things that, you know, we're trying to, because we end up doing a little bit of artist development with some of the younger artists that we've been working with, and, you know, some of them who really, maybe they have a song written, you know, they can play instruments and whatnot, they have all the talent, but, you know, they have no experience with actually, you know, releasing music. You know, we're essentially helping them out along the way and, you know, sort of showing them the ropes by doing this, and one of the things that we're trying to show each of these artists is that if they work together, you know, if they essentially promote each other, you know, and network with each other, you know, they can essentially help each other be more successful. You know, so the classic saying is that high tide floats all boats. And what we want to see is a lot more unity and cooperation among messianic musicians. You know, we want to see sort of that unity, you know, essentially pay back in that, you know, all these artists will gain a bigger following, you know, through each other and through working together. You know, and they'll be able to, you know, our biggest goal is to be able to see some of these talented musicians actually, you know, be able to do this sustainably. You know, to have an audience, to have people who like their music and are willing to buy their CDs, you know, in the future, you know, and to be able to do this continuously and not have to abandon their dream, you know, of being able to be, you know, messianic musicians.
Sure. I also was wondering, what if a person sent you music that needed something extra? Like, do you have a recording studio or a synthesizer, or you have a group of people that would say, hey, you know, I've heard this song, it really needs more guitar, or it really needs a clarinet, or do you ever have the desire or the ability to modify or improve or to make changes to music?
Yeah, this is something that is in the very early stages. You know, when we started out, we definitely did not have the ability to help out in that way. But just with networking among the people who are involved, you know, we have myself, Ibarz, Dallas, who's down in Florida. You know, we have Ben Wiseman over in Brooklyn. You know, we're essentially starting to build a network of who we know, who has certain resources, who has, you know, studios or can play certain instruments or, you know, can help out in these ways. And what we're starting to do is, you know, if we have an artist that needs some help, you know, recording their song or, you know, needs some assistance in various ways, you know, to improve their music, we'll at least have people that we can recommend them to, you know, depending on where they are regionally and, you know, who's available. But it's something that we have a heart to do more of. And I think that, you know, the way I see it, Exxon Records is like the first step towards building up a better infrastructure, you know, for supporting messianic music. You know, and what I hope to see spring up is other organizations, you know, that can essentially do what you're talking about. Various studios that are willing to loan time, you know, to young artists, you know, musicians who are willing to, you know, lend their ability. I mean, I'd love to see down the line, and we're seeing a little bit of this right now, through some of the artists that we're working with. I'd love to see more people collaborating over the internet, and essentially, you know, your guitarist can be in New York and your drummer can be in California and you can still write songs together and you can essentially record together without having to be, you know, physically in person. You know, that's something that we'd like to see more of our artists doing, and we're just right now trying to network and make the right connections to make that possible.
Now, you know, you've go ahead.
The thing I was going to add to that is, you know, We're trying to be creative and come up with ways that we can help these people, help these artists with their recordings. Suggestions are easy. You know, we are a pretty much labor of love, completely grassroots musicians have a sound board. They have recording capability. And what my desire is to drive the artists into their congregations and see if they can use their congregation as a resource. You know, we do some of our own mastering and all that other stuff. So if somebody sends us something that's live, you know, we can do.
Yeah. The two things that I'll add is that, you know, this is just something that I was fortunate to learn along the way doing, you know, electronic music is I've been able to do, like, mastering and cleanup and just all kinds of production work on songs that people send us. So we've had some songs, you know, I'll give you an example. The last song on the first compilation is by Broken Toby Manolis, and it's Kingdom Come. It's a live recording, and, you know, the crazy thing is it was recorded off of, it was just recorded with a video camera at their congregation, you know, during a worship service. And the original recording sounds terrible. You know, it's very, the sound is very flat. You know, the drums, the cymbals are too loud. You know, everything about it sounds like a disaster from a recording perspective. But I was able to essentially, you know, with my laptop, I was able to clean it up considerably to the point of where, you know, for a live recording, it sounds professional. And it sounds clean and it's crisp and you can hear the vocals very clearly. You know, so that's something that I can do for any of the artists that send us their songs, and I've done that for multiple songs. One of the things that we want to do as we build up our presence is essentially, you know, if an artist comes to us and they need help on the recording side, if they have songs that are written, you know, and they need help essentially, you know, getting to having, you know, a debut album or an EP or something like that, one of the things that we want to help our artists do is we want to help them crowdfund. You know, so this is something that Misha Guest did, you know, on her own, and it was very successful. She was able to raise thousands of dollars to record her album. It's a model that's proven. There's plenty of messianics out there who are willing to, you know, support artists financially. You know, if they like the artist, if they see the talent, you know, they're going to open their wallets and help them. So we want to help these young artists especially. We're essentially going to help them, you know, build up that presence and do crowdfunding if they need to.
That's
good. You
know,
to raise the funds to be able to record professionally or get the equipment that they need.
Good. Oh, well, I have to ask you this question. It's been on my mind for a few minutes. Define young.
Yeah, the way I see young is actually, you know, more that they're new to doing music. It's young career-wise.
Okay.
someone who doesn't have an album yet, you know, maybe they've been playing music for a long time, but, you know, we've talked to some artists who, you know, they're in their 20s or 30s, and they've been doing, you know, they've been musicians their whole life, but they've never actually released anything. You know, they're still, some of them are scared. You know, some of them have cold feet about it. Some of them are worried because they feel like, well, my music doesn't sound like traditional messianic music. It's not Israeli themed or whatever, you know, or they're afraid that people aren't going to understand, you know, what they write about. You know, but it's just sort of that younger, you know, stage in their career.
Sure.
You know, whereas, you know, we have some artists that we work with that, you know, they've already done 3-4 CDs. You know, for them it's easy, you know, even not give us a song, you know, that they've released in the past.
On the next compilation, I mean, some of the people who are, I'm not going to get into names or anything, you know, are pretty established. They've been around, pumped out, you know, 3, 4, 5 albums. So, you know, what I think, like, rather than the word young, let's talk about different.
All right.
Let's talk about, you know,
new and fresh.
Yeah, new and fresh, you know, unique.
I got it.
It's not saying we won't, like, take anything that doesn't sound Israeli or, you know, in minor keys or whatever. But, you know, what we're trying to do is promote the movement.
Of course,
you know,
of course.
And break out of the molds of everything that people think the movement is, or whatever their preconceptions are. So it's important for people to, you know, they're like, okay, you know, I have this worship song, or I have this contemporary song, or I have this, or I have that, and to be able to you know, offer it up fearlessly, I think is what I'm driving at.
Great.
You know? So rather than talk about somebody's, you know, somebody's age or some, you know, it's content, it's the spirit in which it's offered, you know, and, you know, where they're trying
Great. Well, I have a question. I'm not going to mention any names, but here in Rochester, Congregation Shema Israel, I know a young man who you would love to get a hold of his music. He writes incredible worship songs. We do many of them at our congregation. And I suspect that he might be concerned because he hasn't copyrighted any of his material yet. So how do you handle that aspect of it?
Yeah, my understanding, and I'm not an expert on copyright law, is my understanding is if he's written something original, once he puts it, you know, once he puts it out with his name on it, you know, that's sort of like a de facto, you know, that's like proof that it's his own song. So if he wants to go and get the copyright later, you know, all he has to do is show that this is the date it was published and it was under my name. You know, and you know, I was the first one to put this song out there. You know, I would definitely, you know, it makes sense, you know, to get a copyright if necessary. You know, I'm not discouraging people from doing that, but I think with music, you know, like any sort of you know, artistic output, you know, just having your name on it and putting it out, you know, released in some form, is essentially, you know, it's your way of proving that it's your own work.
And I'm pretty sure that, you know, a membership to CCLI for an artist is extremely cheap.
Yeah.
I mean, that just releasing them to CCLI is a de facto copyright. So, you know, if he was concerned beyond what Christian just said, you know, you can join CCLI and, you know, you'll be good.
Good. I'm going to try to put him in touch with you guys because everybody's told this guy that he needs to get his music out there. He's that good. But in any event, we are just about at the end of our time together. I am so excited to see how God is using your talents and how you've collaborated together. And I think it's wonderful that you are giving people an opportunity to express their music. And I'm certainly going to tell more people about you guys. And I just pray the Lord's provision over you, that he would give you fresh ideas and that he would give you the context that you need. And I just pray mucho blessings.
Thank you.
And we say amen.
Amen.
Mucho amen.
Yes, yes. Well, thank you so much. And I would add that as you come across music that you think is especially extraordinary, I would like you to please stay in touch with me so that I could play it on Bagels and Blessings.
You got it. Okay.
All right. Well, thank you so much. God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you so much, too.
You're welcome. Shalom.
Shalom.
That was my interview with Ibarz Uchkun and Christian Montoya from Echad Records. Check them out on Facebook, and if you have some music that you want to send to them, they would love to get their hands on it for sure. I think we have time for one more song. This is Sally Klein O'Connor. She's waiting for the King of Jews Blues.
I've got those long anticipating, don't get near me, Satan, waiting for the King of Jews blues. Those rapture without warning, still here in the morning, waiting for the King of Jews blues. I'm just a little shareholder. His chair. girls, yes, I'll take a flamin' till the second coming. Waiting for the king of Jews blues. Some people wait for perfection, some for the end of this song. But if you're waiting for both, well, don't think you'll wait too long. I got those long anticipating. Send me on vacation before the tribulation, 'cause I've got those waiting, waiting for the King of Jews.
Yeah. And now here's Phil Klein with the ironic benediction.
Yivarechech Adonai v'yismorecha. Yair Adonai panavalecha v'ikunecha. Yisadonai panamalecha v'yasem lecha shalom.
And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. This is Ethel Chadwick saying Shalom Aleichem, peace be with you. And remember that every day of your life is an opportunity to be a blessing to someone. Be sure to tune in next week where I'll be doing a telephone interview with Rob Weidman. He was one of the stars in the messianic film Sound of the Spirit. And we're going to hear how a nice Jewish boy like Rob came to know Yeshua the Messiah. Have a fantastic week. Shabbat Shalom.
Bagels and Blessings is sponsored by Ethel Chadwick.
We're different. Listen to Life AM 990.